What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about the Certainty app. I know that you're moving a lot of your focus over to that. What's the big intention of moving over to this to the app like that?
So I can give you a two-part answer to that. One is about asymmetric risk. So I think if you want to grow, if you really want to be strategic about your wealth, you play in two corners. One corner is, and when we get off the call, we have some mutual connections and things, so I can tell you how it applies to people we know that I'm working with that you know about and might reveal to you why we're doing what we're doing. But basically, you want to have your stable business. So in my case, a CPA firm, I know it's going to produce cash for me consistently every year. It's not a business that I'm going to 10X or 20X or 100X, right? It's a relationship-based business. You work it. And if you work it well and you're good to people, you can count on that income consistently forever. Right. But it's not something that's just going to make me wealthy one day inherently, but consistent business. Right. So you have consistent businesses on one end that are systematic and predictable. And then on the other end, you just play for home runs. So consistent business pays all my bills. As long as I stick with it, my family's going to be taken care of. And I can fulfill all my goals. On the other end, then, I just want something that's going to potentially cash me out at some point, which is what are bets that I can make that have 100x plus return. So a Certainty app to a degree is my is one of the bets that I'm making that I think could have a big payout. You don't want to play in the in-between. So you want to have consistent businesses and lock that in and then just play on the other end. Hitting the home runs.
Okay.
Often folks play in the middle and then they don't ever have any time or these businesses aren't profitable. And in totality, they're never going to, none of them are home runs, which means they're going to have to tend to all of them for a long period of time. So consistent business and then try and hit for, go for the home run.
100%.
That's the strategy. Most are playing in the middle. And I don't want to play in the middle. I only want to play on one end or the other.
Yeah.
So that's the mental model. Why I'm focused on the Certainty app is that I don't believe there's any financial app out there that connects the personal priorities that you have with the business. So there are business tools and there are personal tools, but for the business owners, the people I serve, their business, you can't separate their life from their business.
Yeah.
First, their business exists to help them get closer to the things that they want. So I don't believe there's any tool out there that connects and shows you how much more you need to make to get closer to what you want. And then by optimizing your business, showing you how that like moves the goalpost closer. So if I add 100,000 to my business, how many years does that cut off of me reaching all of my priorities? What did that do for my business? So what I'm trying to show is the connection between your business or businesses and how they're actually getting you closer to what you want. Right. So I don't think there's anything out there like it, at least that I haven't seen. And then there's the tools that exist for finance, the budgets and KPIs and all those sort of things. They work really well for big businesses. They don't work well for small business. I've tried to make budgets for clients and dashboards and all that sort of stuff. And they look at it and then they don't use it anymore because the data isn't good. Like you made a bunch of assumptions, and you can't update it every day. So yeah. I built some tools around how to use your bank accounts for decision making and some algorithms that basically calculate the total amount of risk in your business. How ready are you to do something new? So it gives you a one score view of the overall risk of your business and then suggest to you what you should focus on. to lower that risk profile and increase your cash. And if you do that, then it shows you how closer you got to your priorities. So I don't think there's anything like it out there. I show people how to do this manually in spreadsheets, and it's time consuming. So it also solves a problem in terms of what we do for clients. So when I built it, I went through the four lenses and went, I need to finalize my thought process in how I work with clients. So building this app is a forcing function for me to solidify all my thinking. It's going to be a time savings because my team is doing some of this stuff manually, but if we do it in an app and it's automated, then save a bunch of time. It's also going to save me staffing costs. And then before I launched it, I pre-sold 100 lifetime users so that I could validate that there was a market need. So I checked all four of the boxes of forcing function, time savings, revenue producing, and the expense savings. So just to sort of apply that to the four lenses.
Awesome. So the biggest thing that I kind of take away from everything you're saying is that you create the consistency and then also create the systems that allow you to take massive risks so that you can get those big wins while having those risks mitigated and oftentimes even eliminated.
Yep. That was very well said. Yep.
It's wow. Yeah, that's a way of thinking that most people, I think, can't really get. And I do think that you're right, that there's nothing out there that really merges business and personal. And in general, like across the board, not just in the financial space, like all the courses, all the programs, all the things out there, they very much separate business and personal, where, like you said, for the business owner, for me, for you, the business is our life. So like we end up having to have two tools that kind of do the same thing, but then almost clash against each other at the same time, the majority of the time.
100%.
So, wow. Awesome, man. So I have one question that I like to ask everybody that comes on the show that's a little different than the other questions that we've asked. If you could go back and have a conversation with yourself before you ever started any business, what would you make sure that you knew and understood?
Play your game. So Coach Randy Massengale was his name, and I started working with him probably 4 years ago, and he was introduced to me from some mutual friends who were like, you should meet Randy. He's pretty non-conventional, so I can't really describe him to you, but you should just meet Randy. And so, okay, yeah, no, that sounds good. I've fashioned myself to be a non-conventional person, so I like trying to meet other non-conventional folks. And so I sat down with Randy, and he asked me a bunch about my childhood, like really deep questions about my favorite sports and hobbies. And so in my case, played a lot of soccer, but the sport that I sort of align with the most is basketball. And I'm on the taller side, and so I always got put underneath the hoop, basically. But, you know, like most kids, I guess I wanted to shoot the ball. I wanted to be the shooting guard. I didn't want to be the forward or center underneath the hoop, and you rarely get the ball. You know, this is, game has changed a lot recently, but when I was growing up, you know, tall guys, you go under the hoop and maybe you get the ball and you got to try and get a rebound. But personality wise, I was the shooting guard. Like I'm just playing pickup basketball. It's like, I want to dribble the ball up. I'm willing to take the last shot, but I'm not the most athletically gifted person, so I have to rely on hustle, basically. Like, I got to play harder than everybody else, pretty much. So Randy was asking me all these types of questions, like really getting at my style of play. Oh, what'd you do in this situation? And then at the end, he told me that basically it's his belief that if you want to get to the essence of someone's style in business, figure out how they were in their favorite sport or hobby. Because generally when you're a kid growing up, ignoring certain overbearing parents or socioeconomic type things, you usually get to pick your favorite sport and you get to pick the way that you're going to play that sport. And then society has a way of telling you who you have to be and how you're supposed to be in school. And how you're supposed to be in business, and you kind of lose the, you try and conform to what you're told that you have to be.
Yeah.
And that was probably, if not the most profound thing I've been told, one of the most profound, because I realized that the times when I was ineffective in business or really unhappy is when I wasn't playing my game. I was passing the ball too much. Like, my style is I'm willing to take the last shot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, so I'm passing the ball too much. I'm not taking my shots. I'm not looking for my openings. And so now I have that mental model of knowing my game. And I also know that because I'm willing to always take the last shot, that sometimes I shoot too much, which is why I developed some of these ways of hedging risk and these mental models, because sometimes you got to pass the ball. Not too long ago, the Jordan, I don't know if you watched the Michael Jordan thing on ESPN, but you know, he passed the ball to Steve Kerr, who hits the game-winning shot in the NBA Finals. It's like even Jordan passed the ball sometimes, right? So
yeah,
even though you want to take the last shots, sometimes you need to pass it, but usually you don't. Right? And so I use that as a way of assessing, am I in alignment? Or am I trying to conform to somebody else? And then I use it to make sure that I have the right people on my team. So in interviews and things, I ask them about their favorite sport or hobby, and it reveals much more than the generic interview questions. Because I can't have on my team a bunch more folks that want to take the last shot. Right? Then we're all fighting. We're all fighting over the ball. Because we all want to take the last shot. So if I usually want to take the last shot, I got to make sure I got other people on the team that are okay with that. And so you can start to kind of assemble the team then based off not just their skills, but how many folks do you have who want to dribble the ball up the court? How many folks do you have that are okay getting under the hoop to rebound? You know, it's not everyone's favorite sport is basketball, but you can infer if someone's favorite hobby was tennis or golf, it's like, okay, you're probably more of an independent contributor. Or chess, it's like, okay, you like to see the whole field and you're not going to make quick moves. Like, okay, that makes sense. And so you can kind of start to assemble the team based off of that.
You know, that everything you've said kind of culminates down to knowing yourself and building the systems around who you are. And that's kind of a beautiful thing that I think, that, like you said, a lot of entrepreneurs forget because they buy a course, they try to model this, they try to model that, instead of just putting themselves out there and just doing it their way.
100%. Rigid chaos model. If you keep trying to be somebody else, it's too rigid and then it blows up and then you end up back in chaos. And if you're trying to design a system that works every time, then you build it around you, right? Instead of some rigid things like, how do I just assume my current baseline. What am I currently doing? Build everything around that, not what I think I might be doing or how I might change. It's like, what am I doing now? And then I can make small adjustments over time, but I can build a system that supports that rather than assuming I'm going to be someone else forever. So the probability of success, you know, I'm a math nerd at heart, I guess, but the probability of success, if I try and change something substantially, the probability mathematically of it blowing up significantly higher. If I assume a baseline and build from there, the probability of it blowing up pretty low.
Absolutely. So honestly, get to know yourself. Like, just watch what you do and do the thing.
Well, yep,
exactly. That's deeply profound, and I'm glad we were able to touch on that. So what is the best way for people to get in touch with you and get involved with what you've got going on, man?
Probably the best way is to go to profitflywheel.com. I've got a bunch of free resources and things there, and you can sign up for a bunch of tools that I've built that you get for free. And that kind of gets you into my world in terms of the things that I'm building and the stuff that I share. I give away just about everything I give away.
Awesome. That's profitflywheel.com?
Yep.
Awesome. I'll make sure that's in the description. And thank you so much for your time today, man. Is there anything else that you want to leave us with?
The thing I always say is just make sure every action gets you closer to the things you want. Otherwise, what's the point?
Otherwise, what's the point? I agree with that, man. Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.